This is Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall, episode number 18 for 22 June 2010. And in this episode, Dr. Hall tells a story of a teacher who suffered with migraines and how she was helped through an upper cervical correction. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick. Testimonial Tuesday is next.
UpperCervicalDocs.com.
For more testimonials, please go to UpperCervicalDocs.com, where you can also hear interviews with prominent people in upper cervical, and you can also check out the services tab where you can learn how to have your own podcast to promote your clinic, promote your practice, and help promote upper cervical. That's at UpperCervicalDocs.com. This is Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick, and this is the show where we hear how upper cervical is changing lives. Hello, Dr. Hall.
Hello, Dr. Hambrick. Upper cervical changing lives. Yes.
Yeah. That's what was the movie that came out a couple of years ago? The documentary that
about
was produced?
Changing lives.
Is that what it was called?
Oh, The Power of Upper Cervical.
The Power of Upper Cervical. Power. Right, right. Every time I say that phrase, changing lives, I always think of The Power of Upper Cervical movie. And I don't know why I'm making that connection. Because I thought it was in the subtitle or the subheading or something.
I think it's a great name. Those Let's artistic types lives. Always come up with something that's fitting for it.
Yeah. Well, what's the story today, Dr. Hall?
Well, let's see. The story today is this gal who teaches in the Long Beach School District. She was referred in by her colleague. They teach very severely handicapped kids. Half of them are autistic, and the gal that sent her in, she's in my office darn near every 2 weeks because they aren't exactly the most docile kids on the planet. In fact, some of the stories she tell me just totally blows my mind. These are 7 and 8 year olds and they're saying 4-letter words to their teacher, and I'm like, good. Do these kids learn anything, or are you just like a cop in the classroom? And that's pretty much what it sounds like. They'll throw books at her and she comes in with bite marks, and it's crazy. Yeah, that's what the public school system has come to be like in this country.
Wow.
Seems like most of them belong in the halfway house.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the gal that referred her in, she had quite severe fibromyalgia, and she's done beautifully under care. In fact, her daughter's my part-time secretary and is taking her last couple prerequisites to get into chiropractic college and become an upper cervical doctor herself. But so this gal that was referred in, she had blinding migraine headaches, which were pretty much unrelenting. And I don't remember the exact chronology on this, but I know that for many, many years she had had them. And I know for at least the last couple of months, it was a constant headache. And for those of you who've had migraines know that it's pretty tough to function with a migraine, let alone if it lasts for 2 or 3 months straight.
Yeah.
And, you know, she was doing what most people do out there. She was swallowing medication, and it wasn't doing much good. And the gal that referred her in, she'd been trying to get her in for, like, 2 years, and I guess she was finally at the end of her rope and decided to come in. And we got her corrected, and you can guess what happened. She came back the next visit. In fact, I heard before about what had happened because of my secretary the next day. I guess that day that she was adjusted, the headache went away, and she's had one flare-up about 2 weeks following the correction. And she, in fact, was in yesterday, and she was closing a gate, you know, at recess or whatever. And you know those horseshoe-shaped, it's kind of the lock that clamps
right.
on the pole that closes the gate.
Yeah.
I guess she was in a rush, and she slammed the gate, and that thing cracked her right in the head.
Oh.
I checked this lady 4 times. She was not out of alignment, even after that. I guess that's why we have the test. But it's been, I don't know, 2.5-3 weeks, and she's had one headache. And the time that she had the headache, she needed her second correction. But like we just talked about, the power of upper cervical, she's a happy camper. She's clear-headed, has no pain, isn't swollen, a bunch of poisonous, obnoxious drugs. Her liver's happy. She's a little easier to be around, obviously.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Magnify that person by a couple million. That's what exists out there in the public, and unfortunately, they don't know, and I guess that's why we're doing these episodes.
To get the word out.
Hopefully, we'll be at the top of Google someday, and someone will hear this that had the same problem. We'll head into an upper cervical office out there.
Excellent.
Such a simple fix. That's what's so tragic about it, that these people don't know.
Right. Yeah, I always loved it when a migraine case came in, because, I mean, it was like 99%. I knew that they were going to get better. And I always wanted to, I think my brother-in-law did give a talk at a migraine society or something. I think that might have been how, if you remember a few weeks back, I told you a story about a guy that could only go to the bathroom if he had water hitting the back of his neck. I think that was at a migraine group. And I know that they have those things all over the country. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, the support groups, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had an associate doctor who's now up in the Washington area, but he got into all sorts of different support groups. I'm finding in my longer I do this work, it's I love giving talks. Number one, you got a captive audience there. It's 45 minutes or an hour of your time, and if you got a good number of people there, it's a little easier than standing out in front of Whole Foods Market for 6 hours and talking to 15 people.
Right.
In fact, that's what, there's a health food store near my house. I got the owner in as a patient. I think I told this a couple episodes ago, but we do a dinner with Doc, and she saw a poster in the front office, and she says, "Hey, why don't you come and do that in my store?" And I said, "Okay." But talk about a great target audience. Her store has herbs, and, you know, it's all people that are not into the drug thing. The ironic thing is, the first time I did it, 5 out of the 14 people that were there were medical people.
Huh.
So even they're looking for a solution outside of what they do.
Right. Well, that goes along with our story last week, the medical people doing research on the web and coming up with upper cervical.
Yeah,
they're people. Everybody is looking for redemption.
Yeah, that's funny. I think in our profession, it's not only our profession, but their profession, we kind of have demonized each other. And you get one of them in your office and you find out, they're just another person too.
Right.
And I have yet to have a medical doctor in my office that I dislike. So. They're not all bad, even though we may have conflicting opinions on what's right when it comes to health.
That's right.
Big Pharma's our enemy, not them.
Yeah, that's the thing. They have nothing to lose or gain by us existing. And well, they have everything to gain, but they have nothing to lose. So we just assume that they're polarized against us, but...
Exactly. It's kind of like North Korea. They've totally cut themselves off from the outside world, and their president's half crazy. And it's easy to go down this tangent of creating all this stuff in your head about the way things are, and usually they're not really that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Hall. That was a good story. We will see you next week.
I see you didn't want to get off on the tangent of politics, huh?
Well, we
can.
All
right, well, that was a short and sweet testimony. We'll see you next week.
Well, I mean, what kind of a rabbit trail is that to actually discuss communist philosophy? And
the rabbit trail is that that president over there is completely nuts and he needs his atlas corrected to make him sane again. Although I think he's too far down the road for recovery. A 9mm would probably work better.
Uh-oh. That was pure conjecture. Not a suggestion. All right, Dr. Hall. We will see you next week.
See you next week.
This has been Testimonial Tuesday with Dr. Drew Hall. I'm Dr. Paul Hambrick. Please be sure to listen next week for another episode of Testimonial Tuesday. Please continue to download the podcast, share it with your friends, tell everybody about it. As this podcast gets noticed, Upper Cervical will get noticed. We'll see you next week.